This week's Changing Track contributor wants to remain anonymous. I grew up on the outskirts of Melbourne in the 1970s. We had the freedom to roam and to explore. Long days at the beach with my family, it was ideal. At age 9, it all changed when Mum and Dad decided to go their own ways. It was devastating. I asked, why did this happen to me? Shortly after, I came into the favour of my grade 4 teacher. Unused to the type of attention I was receiving, and unsure about becoming a teacher's pet, it took a terrifying shift one day when he told me about a special lunchtime project. With my pencils and exercise book, I accompanied him to a room shut off from the noise and action of the schoolyard. And for the next 3 years, I endured ongoing sexual abuse at the hands of my class teacher. Sometimes during lunch, sometimes after school, and sometimes even before school, I lost count and felt trapped. Mum and Dad were divorced, but they were very good about where and when us kids could visit, and I'll always remember that. My brother and I developed a sense of independence at a young age, which I don't much regret. But a feeling of isolation overcame me. I couldn't understand it at the time. Undergoing regular abuse by the same teacher, the thing that still gets me is why I just couldn't raise the alarm bell. Why couldn't I tell my family? And why couldn't these terrible experiences stop? As I withdrew, more and more I found myself by the record player. Lying on the carpet in the lounge room became a favourite thing, and I worked my way through the remains of Mum and Dad's record collection. I spent hours listening to ABBA, Neil Diamond, Simon & Garfunkel, and so on. At some point, I reached into the carousel and retrieved a double tape. It wasn't Mum or Dad's. I don't know whose it was or how it got there. But at the age of 12, rock and roll had found me, and I had found it. I thank the sheer power of music for giving me the strength to confront my teacher and put a stop to the abuse. Life went on, and I put it all behind me, or so I thought. I finished school, travelled, studied architecture, and eventually started my own practice. Professional relationships seemed to fit well, but there were continued broken personal relationships and a life of heavy drug and alcohol use. It would be a further 18 years until the abuse became spoken of. A fellow student, abused by the same teacher, developed great courage to put him behind bars. I came home from overseas to give testimony and confront him in the magistrate's court for one last time. How old and frail he had become. On the day, I remember the magistrate's sentencing. He was disgusted by the charges, and the magistrate made clear they were among the most hideous his ears had heard. 60 offences against numerous boys. But it was a hollow victory for the punishment. Some time out on a farm that just never matched the crime. I had long contemplated a solo life. I didn't want to go there. Didn't want to put myself in a spot where that trust could be broken again. And for the next 10 years, these thoughts dominated my outlook on the future. Eventually, though, by the age of 40, I found myself with a loving partner and 2 wonderful children. When I look at my son today, he's the same age I was when all this abuse began. I just can't imagine how life could be for him in those circumstances. There are struggles with trust and intimacy. There is irritation and sometimes anger. I've been told it's time to work it out, to get on with it, as those around me have also suffered. Just this year gone, though, the work I'm doing, a greater sense of awareness has emerged. And while I've been looking for my light bulb moment, I now know there never will be one. The inability to sleep, the poor memory, being in a state of constant alert, always taking the aisle seat, never remembering names, all of these separate things I have learned are connected. But I still love lying on a carpet, and only through writing this letter to you, Raf, has its significance come clear. The thumping rhythm of this song, its belting drums and screaming guitar plucked from the fingers of the world's most legendary player, together with the chilling voice of the backup singer, it moved me 40 years ago, and it moves me just the same today. So please, join me. Get down on your nearest, most favourite bit of carpet. Look up at the ceiling and get lost in your imagination. Crank it right up for my Changing Track. The Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter.